Now we come to this last, the last three verses of John chapter 2. And the subtitle I've labeled, Jesus did not entrust himself to the people who saw his miracles. I want to go back to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 again. Don't let this book of the law leave your mouth, but meditate on it day and night so that you may learn to observe everything that is written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. So meditation, in other words, requires time, thought, regurgitating, digesting, asking questions. And we need to learn a lot about how to do this. But our purpose in meditating is not just to get knowledge or understanding or a good feeling or even only just to hear God speak and to get a buzz off of it somehow, but true meditation requires obedience. Jesus told us to make disciples and said, teach them to obey everything I've commanded you. We grow as disciples of Jesus not just by Bible knowledge, but by putting it into practice, by obeying Jesus, by trusting him and obeying him. We learn to do all that is written in it. So let's pray, Father, we pray that you'd help us to understand your word and to obey everything that's written in it, not legalistically, but that we may have a heart to please you, to hear you, to follow you, and to know you. And I pray that you guide this sharing in your word, and may the glory of Christ be revealed in the sharing of your word today. Well, we will cover John chapter 2, 23 to 25 here, but actually it's connected to chapter 3. If you read it, I think that will become clear. But I'll make a few short comments here, maybe not so short, but let's look at verse 23. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast, many believed in his name, observing the signs which he did. But Jesus didn't entrust himself to them because he knew everyone, and because he didn't need for anyone to testify concerning man, for he himself knew what was in man. So Jesus didn't entrust himself to him because he knew what was in people. What was he talking about? What does this mean? He doesn't entrust himself to just anyone. He's looking for people whose hearts are soft and who will respond to him. It says that many people saw the miracles that Jesus performed and they believed, but I don't think this is talking about real faith or genuine faith or saving faith. It's clear that it was a surface-level faith. Many people will believe if they're blessed, but when trouble comes, they stop believing. They're like people in the parable of the soils Jesus talked about. He talked about the seed that fell on rocky ground. It says they received the word with joy, but the seed could not grow and establish roots because their hearts were hard. They looked like they believed on the outside, but they didn't really believe. Jesus knew the hearts of people. He knew their motives were not pure. They would believe if it profited themselves, but really they didn't have a desire to walk with Jesus or to love him or to obey him. When people saw the miracles Jesus did and heard his words, they got excited. They hoped he was the Messiah that would bring the kingdom of God and fulfill their hopes and dreams, but they didn't really understand the purpose of his coming and didn't understand the cross. People are essentially self-centered and driven by self-centered values. They don't grasp the will of God or God's plans. And many want to believe if it fits their understanding and their own goals and their own desires. But Jesus said to follow him, we must deny self. We must die to self. People are fickle. One minute they believe, and then the next minute they don't. Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things, beyond cure. Who can understand it?" The heart has been corrupted by sin. So we have a sin nature that is drives us to do what is everything we want to do and the opposite of obeying the will of God. And so Jesus knew what was in the heart of man. He knew that our motives are twisted and self-centered and wouldn't entrust himself to them. What kind of a person do you think he will entrust himself to? And then the next question, can Jesus entrust himself to you? Well, I'll just make a few comments. I believe the heart is the key to knowing God. It says in 1 Samuel 16:7, the Lord doesn't look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. He knows our heart, and he continues to pursue a love relationship with us, even though he knows the condition of our hearts. He forgives our sins and has grace for our weaknesses, but he wants us to love him and to respond to him from the heart. Therefore, humility is a huge key to knowing God. God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. When we humble ourselves and confess our need to him and need for his grace, then he will give us grace and reveal himself to us. Jesus said in Revelation 3:20, "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me." Jesus knows our hearts, and he invites us to respond to him and promises he will fellowship with us and walk with us and that we can know him. So as we continue our study of the Bible, let us continually respond to his invitation. Let us soften our hearts daily so that we can hear the word of the Lord. And if we hear his voice and open the door of our hearts, he will come in. He will fellowship with us and walk with us and transform us and continually give us his life. Let's pray. Father, we come to you, and we want to be people that you will entrust yourself to. We want to follow you, even though we're weak and fail and make all kinds of mistakes. Lord, we ask that you would teach us your humility and that you would give us the heart to love you and to know you and to follow you and to trust you. And Lord, thank you that you came for us and went to the cross so that we could know you. And we just bow before your cross today and pray that as we continue the study of your word, that every day, Lord, our hearts would be open and responsive to you. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.